This is KUT. Early voting starts today for the November 3rd election. There are 7 proposed amendments to the Texas Constitution on the statewide ballot, and over the last couple of weeks, KUT's Ben Philpott has been explaining each one. He wraps up today with Prop 7, which some consider the most important one on the ballot.
And if you drive a car or commute to work by using a road, then it might be the most important prop for you. If passed, Prop 7 would increase state transportation funding by $2.5 billion a year. It does that without raising taxes or fees. Instead, it skims part of the state's already collected motor vehicle sales tax. Jacksonville Republican State Senator Robert Nichols is one of the proposition's top cheerleaders and its author. He says its passage would be the last step in a 3-step plan to increase transportation funding.
The first piece of that puzzle was Proposition 1, which the public approved last November at 80% positive. The second step was during the budget writing this session, we eliminated all diversions, that money for highways that were used for other purposes. At $700 million, that was the second step.
If voters approve the third step in November, TxDOT will get about $2.5 billion each year in 2018 and 2019. That amount could go up to $3 billion in 2020. While the money helps, none of the 3 steps address the reason for the funding shortfall. The state's gas tax hasn't been increased in more than 20 years. Inflation and fuel efficiency have eroded the tax's buying power. Even if the proposition doesn't provide TxDOT with all it needs to catch up on transportation infrastructure in a rapidly growing state, supporters say they'd rather have something instead of nothing. Ben Philpott, KUT News.